The Sunda people live in the western part of the Indonesian island of Java, and they've developed a unique style of music. You can hear it on a new album by the Samba Sunda Quintet. Here's a review from Banning Air.
Sundanese music is one of those traditions you don't need to understand to appreciate. Its seductive, haunting aesthetics take you to a place you've never seen or imagined, but somehow feels like home right away. The key elements in the Samba Sunda Quintet are the kachapi, a boat-shaped zither, the suling, a wooden flute, and a sweetly longing female vocal. Backed by barrel-shaped drums, the kachapis spin out jangly, rolling grooves over which the singer floats and sighs, and the flute melody wanders distractedly like a fairy tale princess lost in a forest. There's great wistfulness, even sadness, in many of these melodies, but the music's undulating textures are so enchanting that the effect is never dreary. This is epic sadness, the sort that has the paradoxical power to uplift. Here's another paradox. The modern sound of Sunda came together in the 1960s, at a time when then-President Suharto banned most foreign music in an effort to force a revival of regional identity. Generations later, the Samba Sunda Quintet is a refined, beautiful fruit of a rather ugly intrusion into artistic freedom.
Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org. He reviewed the album Java by the Samba Sunda Quintet.